Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lawrence Jackson Jr., a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuned into the Lord Don't Lose podcast. Work, 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 work.
That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. Mama, I hope this help. I'm just praying on my work.
All right, all right. Week 9 in them books, baby. We on week 10, man. This is episode 40 of the Lord Don't Lose podcast. I'm glad you're listening here. We got a lot of things to get into today, obviously, as we keep rolling on in the season, in the fantasy playoffs. Things are continuing to unfold. Players are still continuing to go down. We had David Johnson go out this week with a concussion. That's something to monitor. We had Christian McCaffrey, who just came back from his ankle injury. He now hurt his shoulder. So a lot of things going on, man. I got a few solid topics that we going to touch on today. After that second half that Lamar Jackson put on display versus a very good Indianapolis Colts defense and team, are they ready to finally turn the corner and start peaking at the right time this season? I'll talk about the Buccaneers, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, after they just got smoked off their own home court, or home field, rather, since we talking about football. What is next for the Bucs? I tell you this, they are not done, but we'll talk about what's next for them, football-wise and fantasy football-wise, and how you should approach that. We'll talk Cam Newton and the New England Patriots. They just squeaked out a win over the New York Jets. Jets came close to getting their first win, but psych! And then I'll talk about some players who could actually help you in your fantasy playoffs based on their schedule. And then, you know, as we do, I'll go week 10, waiver wire on you. Right now, we're going to get into bit trust. I don't know why I get the feeling that people just, like, love when Lamar ain't great. I just get that feeling, you know, being on social media and stuff, and you see comments about Lamar. It's not just critique. It's like, it's like critiquing and just trying to drown this young man. I just get a weird sense that people like to see him not do good, and it's weird. I don't know why. Could a kid is like, he's an unbelievably great person, for one. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, it's just crazy to me, man. Like, what you got going on in your brain that make you want to see any player just, man, I just want that, man. It's cool if you ain't, you don't like a certain player for their skill set or whatever. But I just get that sense, and I see it a lot. I see it everywhere, man. Like, people just, it's like people get they rocks off when Lamar ain't great, and they waiting in the cut for him to do bad. Well, guess what, man? He might have just turned that corner. He might have just did that, man. Lamar Jackson, prior to Sunday, this past Sunday, week 9, 2020 season, prior to that game, he was 0-6 when behind at halftime. He was behind at halftime, although not by much. He was able to put the team on their back and lead his team to the victory in Indianapolis versus the Colts, who were 5-2. One of the better defenses in football, one of the more underrated teams in football, who the Colts hadn't really played a top-notch team yet. So them playing the Ravens, you could kind of see where they at. But the Colts defense is real deal, and they showed you that in the first half versus the Ravens. Now, they go down, they down 10-7, you know. Ravens down 10-7 coming to the half. This is a game the Ravens had to win. Because you can't, if you the Ravens, you can't keep on beating up on these teams that you supposed to be beating up on. You got to beat a good team. And while they did drop games versus the Steelers, which I think they're going to smoke the Steelers the next time, and they lost against the Chiefs, right? The Colts presented a formidable opponent, and in that second half, Lamar might have just turned around this season. In that second half, 10 for 10, 119 yards passing, 43 of his 58 rushing yards, and the touchdown came in that second half. He was damn near flawless, right? Damn near flawless. And this is what I told folk last year. I said, hey, man, these dudes is too much on a roll right now. They need to lose a game. Because you remember last season, the Ravens started out 2-2 and ended up going 14-2. They starters basically took 3 weeks off. Two weeks off. They rested week 17. Then they had to bye. They come back, get smacked by the Titans. They peaked too early. Now's when you want to start get things going. Now's when you got to start playing some ball, right? And that's what Lamar did in the second half versus the Colts. He put the team on his back, willed his team to win, and had a convincing second half surge to lead them to the 24-10 victory. So I think going forward now, at the same time, I don't think it's all peaches and cream with the offense. You still got some kinks to work out. But you just got to let Lamar play. You got to let that man ball, do what he do. Let him do what he do. But it's coming, man, I tell you. And a lot of folks who love to stay on this, hey, you win a playoff game first. When this man is 0-2 in the playoffs, it took Peyton 6 years. It took Drew Brees several years. Aaron Rodgers several years. Stop. He hasn't won a playoff game yet. You sound like a loser. Like, don't worry, it's coming. Just wait. Last year they peaked too early. This year they should peak at the right time. Last season, around this time, this is when the Titans started revving up. We'll see. We'll see, man. Bit trust. All right, shifting gears now, man. Let's talk Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's talk Tom Brady, AB, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, all that, right? Now that I got my little post out the way for Monday, got my little jokes aside, y'all gotta start being so uptight, man. Y'all be getting too butthurt in the cheeks, man. Loosen up, man. Y'all dudes come defending Tom Brady like a knight in shining armor. Like, what did that man do for y'all that make y'all come to be his savior? Oh, no. Don't talk about Tom Brady like that. Stop it, Lord. Stop, Lord. Y'all gotta relax, man. Listen, the Bucks, they're not done. Not by no means. Let's be real, man. Listen, I stress this every time, man. It's a week-to-week league. And the Bucks just got their ass busted. That's it. Drew Brees was in his bag. Tom Brady was off. The offense wasn't in sync. And that's that. It was 1 week. I know that. That's why I could come out and talk a little, you know, just make some jokes out here and out there. Then y'all dudes want to come here and come again like the knight in shining armors that you are to defend your precious Tom Brady. Don't worry, I'm a Tom Brady fan too. So y'all need to ease up and stop being butthurt. But look though, okay, it was tough. You got plenty of stars now on the offense. Evans, Godwin, AB. You got Fournette, who's a Pro Bowl running back. Then you got Ronald Jones, who still the starting running back, not to mention one of the best tight ends of all time, Rob Gronkowski. You got to feed all these players. And no matter how much you say or how, no matter how much the players say, it's all good, man. It's egos involved, man. When you this talented, when you this good, man, you put it all together for the first time, it might not work out, and it didn't. AB came in the game right off the bat, playing 78% of the snaps. We thought he was going to get eased in. A receiver that Tom Brady seems to like, Scotty Miller, he was barely on the field. You know, they gotta work out the kinks. You got to protect Tom Brady. You got to block for him. Because if you don't block for him, you get him off his mark, it's not going to happen. Defense got to play great. Running game got to be working for Tom Brady to succeed, and that's just how it is with him being a 43-year-old veteran quarterback. That's just what it is. Now, if Brady get that clean pocket, he gonna chop that ass up. But oh, if you get him off track just a little bit, you can get at him. But man, listen, I mean, listen, it's still Tom Brady. You feel me? It's still Tom Brady, man, and this is still a team with a ferocious defense who it just wasn't their day either on that side of the ball. Drew Brees could not miss. You dealing with two all-time great quarterbacks here. A lot of great players all over that field, and sometimes, hey, you just don't come out on top. But going forward, once they get in sync, once they know, you know, kind of how this offense going to flow, how you going to put these pieces together and make it go, it's going to go, and they're going to be in the mix. Fantasy football-wise, though, as far as those three top dog wide receivers, it's tough, man, because anyone could pop off. You see Tom Brady was trying to get at AB. He was going for him. Right, then you got Gronk. It's gonna be tough from here on out. One of them's gonna have a good game per game as far as the receivers go. Still don't know what's up with the running backs. They flip flop that every week. They barely ran the ball this week. In fact, the only person I would be sure about starting going forward, fantasy wise, it's Tom Brady. Ooh, close one for them Patriots. You didn't want to be the first team to lose to them Jets of 2020, man. You didn't want to do that. Hey, man, listen here, man. Shout out to that boy Cam Newton, man. I know the passing touchdowns ain't there. I know that. But listen, hear me out right now, man. This man could still play his style of football and win you some games. Now, they've had some tough losses this season. Their record could be different. I'm not a woulda, shoulda, coulda guy, but let's just say, right? They just beat the Jets. They had to come back to beat the Jets. And we're talking about the Jets right here, right? But never mind that. Cam Newton was resilient in this. This is his team. He is the Patriots right now. Listen, I know they just beat the Jets, but have you seen the rest of this roster? Have you seen the rest of the New England Patriots roster? They football roster, not the staff. They close to being the staff, but it ain't. Look at this roster. This roster ain't been like this ever. Not ever in the Tom Brady era, man. And don't even say it was close. This, man, if you had Jarrett Stidham at quarterback right now, you'd be 0-13 and you ain't even played that many games yet. Cam still got it, man. The roster's not great. You can't name many of their starters. Now, some of them are still there. They leftovers from the Tom Brady teams, right? But you started with the opt-outs, and then you got these guys, you know. Listen, the roster's not good. if you watch that whole game, Patriots versus the Jets, you know Cam still got it. And if you against that, if you don't agree with that, your eyes is deceiving you, my dog. Carry on. All right, let's get into the good stuff now. Let's talk some fantasy football. Let's talk some players that'll step up their game when it comes time for the fantasy football playoffs. So, this is when you guys value your players the most. And some of these players got favorable schedules. I'll start off with none other than a guy I talked about earlier, Lamar Jackson. I know he quarterback 14 right now. None of us had him ranked outside of our top three. But when that fantasy football playoff schedule hit, it's going to be pretty. Week 13 versus Dallas. Week 14 at Cleveland. Week 15 at home versus Jacksonville. Week 16 versus the Giants. It don't get no better than that for the former MVP. And to be honest, like I said, I think he's going to start playing better earlier than that. So that'll be something that fans could look forward to. Now, while he's not a weekly starter in your lineups right now, rookie Tua Tagovailoa, who just played an exceptional game on the road in defeating a really good team in the Arizona Cardinals, he has a favorable schedule as well coming up in the playoffs. You'll see week 13, he's got Cincinnati at home, Kansas City at home. Now, you would think that versus Kansas City at some point, you're going to have to throw that ball. Then they got New England, whose defense is nothing like what it used to be. And then they got the Raiders. So if you're in a position right now where you're flip-flopping quarterbacks every week, Tua is definitely a guy that you're going to want to look at for your quarterback position. One running back I like for the playoffs too, and this is strictly based upon schedule, has nothing to do with his skill, because when it comes to ranking NFL running backs, he ain't up there with the best of them. But David Montgomery from the Chicago Bears, starting in week 13, he's got the Lions, he's got the Texans, he's got the Vikings, then he's got the Jaguars. Very, very favorable schedule. And at that time, the Bears should still have, you know, somewhat of a okay record to where they're competing. So they should be in that as well. Then you got, now this is an interesting one because he's in a committee, but it's Jonathan Taylor. If he could somehow snag back his carries that he was getting earlier in the season, he's got a favorable playoff schedule at Houston, at the Raiders, versus Houston again. He does get Pittsburgh week 16, but facing the Houston defense and the Raiders, you get Houston twice in that span. You know what I'm saying? So you get Houston twice in that span. So you kind of like your chances there. If he could get that spot back. If he can't, then, well, we ain't got nothing to talk about. And these are all the guys I'm talking about now are guys who have kind of not lived up all the way to their hype. You know what I'm saying? So as far as receivers go, I'll go Devontae Parker. You know, same schedule I just mentioned with Tua. Another receiver, and the reason he hasn't been up to par well is because he simply hasn't been playing, and that's Michael Thomas. But his playoff schedule includes the Falcons, the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. So if you done held on to him for this long, if you held on for him this long and you've managed to survive, then he should provide you with with certain stability when it comes to the fantasy football playoffs. Tight ends, I got Mark Andrews for the same reasons I got Lamar Jackson. I also got Jonnu Smith. He was able to find the end zone this past weekend versus the Chicago Bears. He's got a decent schedule coming up that includes Cleveland, the Jaguars, and the Lions. So those are just and he had fallen off a little bit the past few games, only catching like four passes in the previous three games prior to week nine. So those are some guys who should step their game up in the fantasy football playoffs. Now let's get to your week 10 waiver wire priorities. Week 10 waiver wire priority pickups for your fantasy football leagues. I'm starting off with Tua. Obviously, if he's still available, you got to make him your top quarterback priority for this week. No ifs, ands, buts about it. You saw what he did. He can even give you some rushing value. Not much to say there. He's probably on teams benches already, but if he's not, put your claim in. Running backs, you're 100% going to want to go get Duke Johnson, David Johnson, who's not his brother, by the way, is in the concussion protocol. He looks doubtful to play next week. Duke Johnson is and will be the guy should David Johnson not be able to play. J.D. McKissic just saw 14 targets, and now that Alex Smith is the quarterback for the Washington football team, look for those dump-offs to continue. I mean, 14 targets, that's something you cannot shy away from. If he's available, that is a player you want to check out as well. And Jordan Wilkins, I'll say this guy for 2 weeks in a row, simply because it's been 2 weeks in a row that he done out-touched Jonathan Taylor, and it's weird. But Jonathan Taylor lost a costly fumble, so, you know, that kind of set him back a little bit. Get him. Wide receivers, Curtis Samuels now scored 4 touchdowns in the past 3 games. Yes, that time they finally starting to use this man right. And CMC was back. They still got him in. They still found a way to finally use him the correct way. He is 100%, I would say he's a top wide receiver waiver priority for this week. Also, Alan Lazard, who could be coming back from injury very, very soon, as soon as week 10, and they play the Jacksonville Jaguars. He will be the real wide receiver 2 in Green Bay. Nelson Aguilar from the Raiders. He's now sternly in that starting role for the Raiders, and he's catching his passes now, so he's a guy too if you're getting hit with the bye weeks. Chiefs have a bye, Falcons have a bye, so you're missing Julio, Ridley, Tyreek Hill, Kelsey. So Aguilar could be a pickup there. Also, Jacoby Myers, man, he just had a career day. 169 receiving yards on 12 receptions from Cam Newton in the comeback win versus the Jets. Those are things you can't look away from. Cam Newton, looked for him early and often and very frequently, because that's pretty much the only guy he could depend on. And seeing as how we don't know when Julian Edelman will be back, this would be a solid pickup. For tight end, all I got is Austin Hooper, who was starting to actually emerge prior to his injury. So that's somebody who you want to try to sneak up and get on the waivers. So that's your waiver wire priorities for week 10. I can't ever say that thing right. Shout out to the folks out there, man, who follow my stuff on Instagram, Twitter, even TikTok. And if you listening to this podcast, man, if you take the 25 minutes out your day to listen to this podcast, man, I damn sure appreciate you, man, for real. I never care about how many listeners I get, but the ones that do, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Until the next time, we about this thing, man.